Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations Day 7. We have spoken about the five powerful gatekeepers that can give us permission to enter the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan. Today, we will introduce the sacred river Jamuna. She possesses unlimited potency to bless us, just like the dust, and like another gatekeeper who will be introduced tomorrow. All spiritual traditions know of the power of sacred rivers or sacred lakes. One can take one's bath there and become free from all types of unwanted contaminations. If you go today to the river Jamuna in Vrindavan, you will see her most properly on three levels. On one level, one cannot fail to see that she is a river in an environmental crisis. So much dirt is deposited in her. But that's not what a sacred river is. On the second level, she is divine energy. And on the third level, the level the bhaktas or devotees of Krishna are most interested in, she is a divine goddess waiting for you. Srila Prabhupada once said something very surprising. He said, "Our Krishna consciousness movement has established a center in Vrindavan. Now let us all listen, so that one may bathe in the Yamuna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and become perfect and return home to Godhead." This is how powerful a bath in the sacred river of Jamuna is. Let us do this now. I request you to find a peaceful place and close your eyes. In your mind's eye, go to the river Jamuna. See her swift current. Take in the atmosphere. The sunrise, it's absolutely peaceful. In the distance, you hear the bells and the temples, and you hear the sadhus chanting on her baths, on her banks, and some are bathing. Now, take some flowers and offer them. And then you may take your sacred bath. There's a mantra which accompanies the bath. Chidananda banosada nanda sunoho. O River Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world. For you can vanquish all our mistakes and offenses and release us from the sinful reactions incurred in life. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us. Contacting Yamuna, taking a bath, and praying will guarantee you that you will be able to go into the spiritual Vrindavan. Tomorrow, we will introduce yet another of the five gatekeepers. See you all then.